All right. Well, someone fuck Scotty for us. we'll have an audience member. We're going to pick an audience member. So does anyone out there want to share? Well, I'm sorry. Big Fatty has selected himself. And we will default to him because he is in charge.
The gayest thing. I'm sorry. Did I blow you out? The gayest thing that's well happened at Pride 48 okay. so far was you saying you were a versatile bottom.
Wait, but how about the straightest?
You have to come back for seconds.
The straightest thing was you vomiting at breakfast.
Yeah.
Mike was a frat guy, so like that's...
It's part for the course,
you've
really.
You've had practice.
I excel at vomiting at breakfast.
Yep. Mike?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm sorry, Big Fatty has selected Mike.
Yeah.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2867 of the BFO for right, the 25th of June 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and I've got some more voice letters. Yes, be pretty. Monthers, Big Fatty, the Monthers. It was one of my favorite black and white television shows. No, not that was the Munsters. This is the Monthers. Oh, well, that's very different. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It's going well, y'all. You're Monthers today because, y'all, can you believe it has already been a month? Already been a month since Grandma Big Fatty. Where has the time gone? I don't know, but it's just getting away from us. Yes, Big Fatty, I hope we can catch it, kind of like a blood clot or a blockage, a vein blockage. Maybe we can catch that. Is that contagious? Gosh, I hope not. Yes, Big Fatty, I know what you mean.
Born is the king.
Y'all, now you only have one more week. This time next for right, y'all, the end will be near, y'all, because if you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2019, y'all, you have to send Big Fatty an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, it doesn't matter what you say, but you got to get it in before 5 p.m. in the evening, Eastern time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters, and y'all, Big Fatty's gotten a couple of other, I told you about the others, and Peter G was the last one I think I mentioned yesterday. Y'all, I got one from the Haunt Cub. Y'all, it also always helps if you put number one fan contest in there also. And y'all, I think I got one from the Laughing Buddha also, but I'm not 100% sure about that. Big Fatty, keep that list up to date, and we've only got a week to go.
Thank you.
Is there any reason you say that? Big Fatty, I just always like to to say Alex LaFay. Okay. Y'all, after I recorded the little show for yesterday, y'all, I watched the Big Brother app, and y'all, let me just tell you something. There's big news on the Big Brother. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but y'all, the first eviction is later tonight for right night. Y'all, then there's another episode a Sunday night, but y'all, someone has already quit the game. Big Fatty, and so y'all, I'm not going to spoil it for you. So tune in tonight, y'all. Even Sam in the hinterland says that she might just maybe take a look at a couple of episodes of the Celebrity Big Brother. Y'all, there you have it. Slept. Did I sleep like a baby? Y'all, I did sleep pretty well. Y'all, we had thunderstorms moving through the area. Fatty, we don't need to hear about your area overnight. And woke up, y'all, it was quite warm. Quite warm, I tell you. And the big news last night hump day night was this. Big Fatty, y'all, Granny and I, y'all, we get this testimonium from Durwood. Oh, I've had an episode, Big Fatty. And y'all, he rushed himself to the medical center, and y'all, they did a CAT scan. Big Fatty, a kitty cat scan. No, not a kitty cat scan, a CAT scan. Oh, okay. Y'all, there was nothing wrong with his upper torso from the waist up, but y'all, they did one of the lower. Big Fatty, I don't want to hear about it, I don't think. Well, y'all, he had a blockage. He had a blockage in a vein, so y'all, they've identified it, and he is in El Hospitalo. Big Fatty, the spa, that's true. And they're doing that balloon thing today. So there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, not to be outdone by Durwood, y'all, the Flopfo went into the El Hospitalo for some tests also. So y'all, please, as you go through your day today, keep the Flopfo and Durwood in your thoughts. Yes, Big Fatty, I'll light a candle. Y'all, I got up on Thursday morning and had my breakfast, and I had a doctor's appointment at Tooth Hurdy. Big Fatty, I didn't know you were going to El Dentisto. No, it was the doctor. And Granny was getting off work at noon, and it was pushing it. It was going to be pushing it, but I initially told Granny I was not going to go with him out to see Durwood. But y'all, the more I thought about it, I said, we'll go together. And so y'all, Granny came by the villa here, and we went out and saw Durwood, had a nice visit. Y'all, he was receiving some when we got there, y'all, he was engorged. Ready? He was receiving some vulgar testimoniums or something. I don't know exactly what was going on, but anyway, he seemed quite excited to be having testimoniums with I don't know who it was, but anyway. Anyway, we visited for a little while, and he's going under the y'all. They're going to be in his crotch today. Be ready, vulgar. They're not expecting. This has become a routine procedure. Yes, Big Fatty, routine procedure. And y'all, after that, I went to my my doctor's appointment. Y'all, he basically read me the results of my blood work, you know, even though I'd already seen it, and said he couldn't be happier with me, Big Fatty. And y'all, after that, I headed home, but I stopped at the Vonzie's. Yes, Big Fatty! I went by there because y'all, I needed a few more ingredients to make the nuts and bolts, and y'all, they had the Cheerios. They had the Cheerios buy one, get one free this week, so I went ahead and got that. Y'all, and I got some stick pretzels because you need those, and some, y'all, they had the Lowry's season. So y'all, by the way, the turnip head, you know, he's up there in the northern Mexico. He loves the Lowry's steakhouse there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, we went there one time. It was lovely. And y'all, then there was something that made me think of Archer. Y'all, they had the Oreo cream sandwiches, but it's the dark chocolate. And y'all, I didn't know if he had seen those or not. So y'all, I just decided to do my own taste test of those. Yes, Big Fatty, they were delicious. I hadn't eaten them all. No, but I did. Oh, y'all, I only spent $9.75, but I saved $4.24. And Big Fatty, I got cookies. And y'all, after that, y'all, I needed to fill up old Ruby Red. By the way, picked up Ruby Red. Larry Clark came by and got me and took me to the dealership. Picked up old Ruby Red last evening, and I want to thank him. Y'all went by and filled old Ruby Red up with petroleum. Y'all, it's gone up a little bit more. Y'all, they must be switching over to the summer blend. Yes, Big Fatty, they're just gouging ass or something like that. Y'all, $1.88 is what I paid today. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from Jeremiah in forever as to what the price is. And down there in Mississippi, I think he's unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty, can you blame him? Y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and y'all, I put the ferns out so they could be watered while you know, with the rain and all. Yes, Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass. You wanted that free water. It's true. And I'm going to be packing my valise Thursday evening because y'all, for right. Morning, y'all. I'm heading over to Hatlanta to spend a little time with the Hat Arena. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi,
how are you?
Lovely.
I just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I hope you liked my episode, the one I did.
Oh.
Where I took over Big Fatty online.
Indeed.
It was quite an honour to do it. I enjoyed it.
Oh, honour indeed.
Actually,
for
I recorded
me.
Quite a lot of stuff.
Oh.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, behind.
Don't get behind
Big Fatty.
I'm going to release an episode
of
the Shy Life podcast coming up soon.
Okay.
All about what happened behind the scenes.
Behind
the recording of
Big
Fatty's
scene. Okay.
I'll let you know when that's out.
What the hell is that noise?
Yes. Listeners just don't understand, do they?
No.
No, they don't understand what goes on behind the scenes of recording these shows.
Are you in a...
All the dramas and...
Yeah, are you in a...
All of the scandal.
Oh,
and,
scandal.
Excitement.
Excitement.
It's a show in itself.
Where the hell are you? Are you...
It was nice to hear everyone else have a go at the little show.
Are you...
And anyway, I'm in space at the moment.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
somewhere.
A Zumba class.
In space.
Space,
yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm up there in space.
With Ick?
With Ick.
Yes.
In his spaceship.
Okay.
we spent Christmas on Uranus.
Oh,
and we're
it
heading
was,
back to Earth.
Yes.
For New Year.
No and, better place to spend Crema than on Uranus.
Or maybe Easter, but anyway, yes. So anyway, I've been off Earth over the Christmas period.
Oh, yes.
Away from home,
yes.
As you yourself were.
Yes.
Not in space, but
no,
you're away
from
home.
No, I haven't been in space.
Anyway.
No. No.
So, yes.
Sometimes I wish I was in space.
I should hopefully be back in the Library Podcasting Studios by the time this message appears on your
show. Oh, yes. Well,
between
it's...
you and I,
yes.
And the BFO listeners, I've been having a bit of trouble with Ick.
Oh.
It's a long story, but
is Ick sick?
He's had a bit of a fight. I'm trying to sort of calm him down a bit.
Your referee?
It's all too complicated to explain, but
true. Yes.
There'll be plenty of explanation.
I'm sure there will.
For anyone who's interested.
Yes, okay.
Bold, who are you speaking to?
Hi!
I'm just speaking to Big Fatty.
Hi!
Sorry. Hello, Big Fatty. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year.
How are you?
Lovely.
I hope you had a nice time.
Oh, yes.
We've been away.
Yes, on Uranus.
In space.
Yes.
And I'm just dropping him back.
Yes.
Dropping him back on Earth so that he'll be there to do his live show at New Year's Eve. Which will have happened a long time ago.
Yes.
Every time you hear this.
Yes.
Anyway, I better get back. We do have an autopilot, but I don't always trust it not to go wrong.
Right. Right. Sometimes. Happy New Year. Bye.
Was it just me, or did he seem sort of nervous?
A little off.
Something's not right.
Yeah, a little off.
Actually, I know what's not right.
Oh,
but,
was it have anything to do with Uranus?
All I wanted to say was Happy New Year, and yes, I'm looking forward to the next 150 or so episodes.
Yes, no, not even that many.
Before we reach episode 3,000.
133.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Dear, oh,
but anyway,
dear.
I don't want to think about that now.
Yeah, too much excitement.
Anyway, so, this is me, Paul the Shrigetti, saying Happy New Year and speak to you all soon. And love to you, Poodle, love to you. And Squeaky Kitty. Yes. Bye now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I've got to get ready for being down to Earth.
Yes,
it
get ready.
It really simple on things like Star
Trek.
Be
able to be
actually,
beamed
life,
out of X Uranus.
UFO, it's really painful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
dear, oh, dear.
Oh, you
gives me such gas.
Oh,
you know
well,
that.
Me, sorry. Everything gives me gas. Yeah, thank you for calling, dear Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and from you and Ick. And, Paul, I just want to mention, since you mentioned the appreciation shows of the BFO, y'all, I am planning on recording little shows while I am in Hatlanta next week, because, you know, my mother is in the assisted living, so I will be there at the Hat Cave all by myself. So, y'all, I think I'm going to be able to do the little shows from there. And if not, then you won't have little shows. Be ready. We're all hoping and praying. But Paul, I hope you enjoyed a visit to Uranus. Oh, did I see? To Uranus. Be ready. Just vulgar. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely weekend. Don't forget now, 1 week from today, that's your last chance to get in on, get into Big Fatty's colostomy bag, and be in consideration for the number one fan of the BFO for 2019, y'all. It's quite the honor. Big Fatty, yeah, we'll go with that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish, and, Kyle, anything, any secrets you want to reveal to folks today?
I'm sorry, Big Fatty has selected Mike.
Yeah.
Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with the special chair and Uranus?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.